This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor. Here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back, Mino and the Mayor. Trying to line up Burke Griffin here. Talk about last night's Packer game, which was exceptionally phenomenal. Unbelievable the way they played. Only negative, of course, we mentioned Christian Watson suffering some kind of a knee injury. Hopefully he's going to be okay. At least they've got a few weeks to rest him up before the playoffs. But, man, that was an impressive win last night. The defense looked great.
And how about special teams?
Special teams. How about that kicker?
I didn't watch the game, but
55-yarder, and then a 46 or 47-yarder.
Really?
This kid, I want to say he's 15 of 16 for the year. I mean, wow. After going through all that with the Carlson, Andres, and whatever, and to have somebody like this is great.
Wow. So, yeah, they could make a run.
They could make a serious run. Got a text here. All you need to check out this restaurant in the summer, you'll get the best pierogies you'll be able to find, and you'll be supporting a small business owner. It's called Prince of Pierogi Restaurant. Where is it?
We'll have to have them send that in. Yeah, we'll do that.
For some reason, I thought a pierogi was like almost like a sub sandwich or a pork thing or something. What am I thinking? There's some kind of a pork thing that's almost like pierogi, isn't there? Pierogi. No? No?
It's an Ephraim, by the way.
Oh, Ephraim. Right.
Yep. Get up there.
I always get those. Which one? Where is Wilson's?
Egg Harbor.
That's Egg Harbor. Okay.
Is that Egg Harbor? Wilson's? No, I got to think here because you drive through there and
always get them mixed up
there.
Which one is which?
Is that Ephraim? That could be Ephraim. And then you drive up to Egg Harbor, or is that Egg Harbor and you drive up to Ephraim?
I do not know.
Yeah.
Yeah. I always get that one mixed up.
Yeah.
Yeah. But. You know, that's not a bad place to spend a Christmas either, up in Door County.
Right.
Some of those places. Yeah. Pretty phenomenal. Yeah. Really cool.
But, yeah, so tonight's a big night for a lot of families.
Well, yeah, absolutely. I mean.
Christmas Eve, but some people, we celebrated Christmas when I was a kid, Christmas Eve.
Yeah, we're I'll tell you what I did a lot of. Midnight masses as an altar boy. And I'm saying midnight.
My mom was talking about that when she was over for a little Christmas get-together. She talked about how midnight mass was at midnight.
Absolutely, it was midnight.
And then after that, they would go to mass, and then they'd have this, like, breakfast, brunch.
Yeah.
To, like, I don't think my mom's ever stayed up. I never remember her being up till 3:30, but there'd just be this big party.
I know.
When we were kids.
I know.
Midnight mass, but now they throw that back.
It's like 9 now, isn't it, generally?
Well, it went to 11. I don't know. Why do you think they did that? You think the priests were getting a little old, or do you think the crowd was getting a little, falling asleep?
Things have relaxed a little bit, right?
Yeah. Right. Church. So 10, but yeah. 9, midnight mass at 9, that's, I don't know.
That's a 9 o'clock mass.
You know, it kind of is. I think 10 o'clock you get away with. Midnight mass, we're going to celebrate at 10 o'clock. And the way some of these priests talk is going to go to midnight anyway.
Yeah.
I'll tell you, on a Christmas Eve not that long ago, maybe in the last 10 years, I actually went to a service right by the church by your house, Jim. And I remember that very...
At Yin Congo?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good church.
Yeah, they have service.
Awesome music there.
Haven't been in church since. But other than that.
Think about that, though. I was probably 10 years old serving at 1 in the morning by the time you get out of there. Yeah.
It's amazing that we stayed awake. I mean, we had to, but, if it's the adrenaline or what. But, yeah, those are some late nights.
But the thing is, too, I mean, I think of my dad and everything because, obviously, you'd have a few cocktails or whatever leading up to that. So
that's what I think.
I got a feeling there were some people sitting there that were
right. I think
a couple of sheets
or there's
a little lit.
Not just the candles lit.
Singing that Noel really loud. Yeah, absolutely. It's like, okay, that's kind of out of key there, Dad.
Yeah.
Not my dad, but
is there a Christmas gift that you guys got that was just like absolutely the worst? I'll just throw this out there as a thought starter.
I bought one time that was. And my dad, he had a couple of them. And he goes, the hell am I going to do with this?
My.
Because I bought him. Because it's something I wanted. That was in high school.
Oh, yeah.
And it was a skill saw. You know, which in those days, that not many people had that. But I wanted one to build a bunch of stuff. So I bought it for him. He obviously goes, the hell is this?
Yeah. My brother.
And then he felt bad, but it's like it was the initial thing. It's like, what?
Donna's sister's husband, so whatever that is to me. We were sitting around opening gifts. It was Christmas Eve, and he gave my mother-in-law, who is like just awesome.
Well, by the way, don't you even talk about somebody else giving somebody a terrible gift.
Let's just wait. Oh, I want to finish.
Because you top the cake in that, whatever you want to call it.
I just want to say something like happened with your dad. He gave her those, you kind of put lettuce in there and you spin it.
Yeah.
And then she opened up, she goes, why would I want one of these? I laughed for like the rest of the year. I just thought that was, and she's so honest.
That's what I mean. My dad.
Why would I want one of these? I'm like,
yeah. Was it a salad spinner?
Yes.
To dry your salad,
yes.
Right? Your lettuce.
And she doesn't. I don't think drying lettuce was on her list. No, I just don't.
Wasn't a thing.
It wasn't a thing. Why would you do that? So she goes, and she was really, and it was, you know, everybody sitting around the tree, and it just like, why would I want one of these? And right to him, he's like, so anyway, yes,
yeah.
So, John,
yes,
tell us what we're laughing about.
Yeah.
That was just a minor little detail.
Go ahead. Go ahead. I think this might be the worst gift possible for a wife.
It's a thought. It's a thought. All right, so my wife.
Yeah, it's a thought. That's the bad part. It's the thought.
Well, no, it was a thought. It was kind of a family gift. Kind of like what you did with your dad. You kind of wanted it a little bit. Kind of gave it to him as like a.
Worst gift ever.
As an avenue.
Folks, right. Quick pull. Is there a worse gift you can buy your wife?
First.
Is there a worse gift by your wife than a scale?
Let me explain what happened.
Okay, go ahead.
You've been at my, so I have that exercise room. We did a bunch of remodeling and new.
Todd, why do I think when she was halfway through opening that, beep.
I was just going to say, I was getting that ready.
So I got her, it was in the box. It was a really nice scale. And because it kind of had to do with the whole flavor of the exercise room, healthy community, healthy city, healthy household,
sure,
that kind of thing. All right,
sure.
So I gave her it was a real, really nice scale. And so she's opening.
Was this a kitchen scale, Jim?
This is that you stand on. No, it's a weight scale.
Okay. You can keep it in the kitchen.
And so she's opening it up, and she's like, what is this? And she's looking at it, and my oldest daughter's like, oh my God, Dad. She puts her hand in her head. Like, she's never been more embarrassed for me in her life. Oh my God, Dad. And then they all kind of turn on me. I'm like, well, Merry Christmas, you guys. But yeah, that was not a good idea.
Did you not clear that with your daughters? Because they would have straightened you out.
They
right
would
away.
They would. Oh, yeah. They're not too shy about straightening me out. No, I thought it was a good, at the time, I got to tell you, at the time, I thought it was a good gift, but yeah.
In retrospect.
No, not a good gift. No. I should have just put it down there and said family gift or something, but and she was opening it up. And you know, in our house, we only have three kids, so it's not like when I was a little kid, everybody opened up all their gifts
right
at once. It was just crazy, but in our house, you kind of focus in on the person.
Yeah.
So
everybody's sitting there?
Right.
Oh, I wonder what Dad bought. This is going to be good.
What
oh
Dad
gosh.
Bought his wife of 30 years, yes. You know, that kind of stuff.
Yeah. Not a nice blouse.
This,
nice dress.
It's heavy. It's kind of heavy.
Right. This is going to be good.
Oh, my gosh. It's going to be interesting.
Digital readout.
Oh, my gosh.
This is going to be great, Dad.
But, yeah.
Anna's just like, oh, my God, Dad. Like, I'm like, what? So, anyway, yeah.
Got a text here. Heated cigarette lighter plug-in windshield scraper. I would have loved one of those.
I think that's actually great.
That, yeah.
I'm all for that. I let me know where I can get one and I'll do it.
They don't have cigarette plugins anymore.
Oh, that's right. Do they?
Well, of course, because you use them to charge your phone and stuff. But now, right?
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's the same thing.
You just got to find the actual plug, which you could probably find at antique store or something.
But it's not round. It's the thing.
Or like
the
glove compartment.
Mine's round.
Thing.
I got a round one that you plug.
Yeah, I think so too.
Yeah. You could make that work.
I don't think so. I think the way they are now
I don't think so.
What phone would you plug into a cigarette lighter?
Well, they still got the adapter type.
It's a 12-volt adapter.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think you're wrong.
No.
Whatever. God rest her soul. We had an aunt, and she meant well.
Yeah.
But the gifts from her were always knitted or crocheted.
Yeah.
And you hoped you got the one that didn't get you beat up at school when you got back from Christmas vacation.
Yeah, I know what you mean. Yep.
They were
yep.
interesting colors. They were interesting everything. But God bless her.
Yeah, I know.
But
what
I
you
went
mean.
Due for one of those hats now.
Yeah,
so.
Right. I know.
Right. You always had to do the thing as a kid where you had to go, "Oh, this is great."
Yeah, I know. I know. But there's also other times where somebody just surprises you, like, "Holy crap!
Yeah,
how did you know that? Or where did that come from? Where did you know?" Those are the fun ones. Yeah. But I don't think there's anything more fun than finding something when you're a little kid for your mom or your dad where it kind of surprised, like that you know they really like it. Yeah. You know what I mean? Those are the fun ones. That truly is right. the most fun thing there is.
If it's something that you know they want, that like you're not, it's too far out there. Like maybe you can't afford it, or maybe you can't find it anymore, and then you go and you find it.
Yes,
I've done that.
Yes,
it was Donna wanted this like statue. It's a Mary statue holding baby. It was at the store's not around anymore. Anyway, it was there. It was gone. And I went and saw the guy. I talked to him. Hey, where'd you get that? No. So anyway, I ended up getting it, which was a cool gift.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because you went and
absolutely.
Worked a little bit harder to find it. And it's like, oh, where'd you find this? So
absolutely.
Stole it from the guy that bought it last.
Absolutely. But that's the thing is, when you kind of keep it quiet and you
right.
got something in your mind and everything, I think that's the fun part. Yeah. That really is. Although you guys getting a dog is pretty big, Todd.
That was big.
Boy, that would be big.
That's big.
Yeah, that was huge. And I think we were only getting it because Dad wanted to use the dog for hunting.
For hunting.
Which is fine.
That's
which is fine.
Because
she was also
that's
a great
what they're
pet, you know.
Good for.
Well, you remember that.
Absolutely. Yeah.
But I don't, you know what? There's something, and I got to be careful with what I say here if kids are listening, but there's something about that first one when you're a certain age and it's not whatever. Boy, that's almost like depressing for kids, isn't it, though?
What's that?
In a certain way. You know, that first Christmas where he didn't.
The magic is kind of gone.
Oh, yeah. No, don't ever let that
I
go.
Know.
No, you keep it alive.
I know.
No, that the magic of Christmas is.
But I know I told
what
you.
What makes people put their lights up and.
But you told me that, you know, I'm a hoarder. Okay.
Yes.
But I told my daughter that I found the letters she used to write to Santa Claus
right.
and leave out. She said, "Oh my God, I got to have those."
Yeah. That's not hoarding.
No, but those are the fun things when you
those
save stuff like
things.
That from
those
way back.
Awesome.
Yes.
Those are great.
And those are the cutest letters, I mean, from the heart that you'll ever find.
And boy, do they want to believe, you know? And
absolutely.
I know you got to keep that going.
Absolutely. No
what
question.
What you got to do is. Close off a room in your house.
Right. Because everybody's got that extra room.
Yeah, and put that sign up on the.
Yeah.
Christmas. Don't open till Christmas Eve.
Yeah. Absolutely.
And all the trees decorated and the gifts are all there. That's Santa's workshop, man. It works.
Those other kids in Two Rivers. They got nothing. Santa's workshop was in the Schmidt household.
I still believe.
Well, all right. We got to start a quick break. Trying to get a hold of Burke. Back after this.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Hey, welcome back! Mine on the Mayor here on Christmas Eve. Got a nice text here. Merry Christmas, guys, from Patrick. Thank you very much, Patrick. Merry Christmas to you and to all our listeners out there. We've got some phenomenal listeners. We've had a great time with all year and a half-ish now.
Can you believe
that? Yeah. Going by fast. Ready?
Yeah.
Okay, do we got Big Papa on the phone?
Hello.
Hey, Burke.
How are you, buddy?
Burke, Johnny
Good,
showed me.
What's going on, Mino?
I haven't seen you in a while, Burke. This is Jim.
Right.
You're not playing Santa Claus anymore.
No. Nope.
You look great. Nope.
Well, thank you. You know, and your doctor says, "Hey, fat guy, lose some weight." You know, like you get over 50 years old, you get, you know, you figure that out real quick.
Well, you sure did. That's great. Anyway.
Well, anyway, was Burke, a great time being on your show last night with Jared Bush.
Oh, that was a blast. Absolute blast. You know what? And the funny thing is, we talked a little about the game and a lot about a bunch of other stuff, and it's just that's the beauty of those kind of shows.
Yeah, I agree. Totally. Boy, you have some nice people that come to those shows. I mean, obviously it wasn't a huge crowd last night because, well, there's a Packer game going on and the weather was pretty crappy, you know, and it's night before Christmas Eve. But what's some nice people talking to them afterwards? I mean, just loyal people for that show.
Well, and that's what they do. That's their thing. The, every Tuesday night, they've been there for years. I mean, this will be, let's see, 2000, so my 13th year doing it. And they just, you know, they love their Packer football. They, it doesn't matter if you have the smallest practice squad guy or, you know, even a Xavier McKinney. You might have a really high-profile guest, and everybody wants to get a picture or an autograph or whatever. The fact that they are there week after week after week.
Hey, you got to tell the quick little story you told me that Larry told you about Packer guests.
Oh, he said if he shows up at the Pearly Gates or the
and when you say Pearly Bell, Gates, you don't mean the bar. I mean the, you know.
No, right?
Yeah.
he doesn't matter either way. He goes, God's going to ask me who my guest is.
Who's Packer guest is. Yeah. And that's the truth that we've done. We always say, you know, it's 2 minutes before showtime. You're sitting in a bar waiting to go on air in front of all those people, and your guest hasn't arrived. And who do you want walking through? A supermodel, you know, walking through the door, or the third string backup long snapper? Take that long snapper every time.
Yep.
People don't realize the pressure in doing live shows like that.
Well, and, you know, it's that nervous, like, good energy where, you've been there before. You see that light go on, and you're just there's no going back. You got to go.
Here we go.
Yep. And if there's a guy there, great. If there isn't, that's the beauty of having guys like Jarrett and Harry Sidney. They've been around the game forever, and they can talk forever when it comes to just like the X's and O's and football stuff. So, you know, having that, yeah. The guy, when he walks through the door, you're like, oh, there's my guest.
Yep. All right, sweet. Greatest feeling in the world.
Yep. You know, for the next 30 minutes, you're good to go.
Yep.
And that's fun. Burke, I'm sure you find that interesting football, and you talk to a guy like Harry Sidney, and those guys can go on a lot about football. But it's nice to get outside of football and find out a little bit more about these guys. And I think that's – people are interested in who's playing for us and a little bit more about the backstory versus – the X's and O's. And you bring that out. I think that's great.
Well, we took a lot of backstories last night.
Yeah, right. I've always felt that, you know what, the Alex Magoos of the world and the, you know, Evan Williams and there's anyone can talk to, let's say, Christian Watson, right? Or Jordan Love. Or if a guy's a star and a superstar or even on the ascending, you know, playing where he he's going to have a huge upside at some point, whether it's here or somewhere else. It's those other guys, the ones who have, right, you know, they did it the hard way. And, you know, I mean, like Alex Magoo is almost 30 years old and he's still living this dream of playing professional football. Four string quarterback, but now he went up for wide receiver, you know, just to do it all kind of Zane Anderson last night. Right?
I got to be honest with you. If you have Zane Anderson as a guest in your show, I got to figure there's going to be lots of ladies that are going to try to get tickets because he's going to be the new heartthrob of the Packers. I've had women tell me that.
Yes. No, he was the first guest of the year.
No kidding.
He was our first, literally in week one after the Eagles game down in Brazil. I was like, you know, great story. Let's, you know, watch. A great guy.
Cut by every other team. Picked up on waivers, and here he had a huge interception on Monday Night Football last night.
Yep, in front of the entire country, in the biggest moment, with three other guys out.
Yeah.
Seized it, did it, done.
Christian Watson.
Good dude.
I have no idea. What's going to happen knee-wise? What do you think?
I don't know. We'll find out a little bit more later today. I mean, I hope it's nothing serious, but I have not seen anything.
Nothing yet.
Either. Okay. No, I haven't seen anything like, oh my gosh, it's really bad, or oh, he's gonna be fine. I don't know. Okay. I have no idea.
I just gotta ask you. You know, everybody's home watching a lot of movies. My kids are watching that Aaron Rodgers documentary, Johnny has talked about it. I haven't watched it, nor will I. What do you think?
Have you seen it, Burke?
You know, I watched the first two episodes with my oldest son, and we're waiting to finish to watch the third. Enigma. Yeah. Okay, I get it. Like, we get it. You're a complicated fella, right? Isn't that what Ted Thompson said back in the day? Like, we get it, but I just feel like he's trying too hard.
Absolutely. Okay. Couldn't agree more. Trying too hard
just
to be
to hear it from
other
your perspective.
Hey, Berg, I got a nice text here. Thanks to Berg for the half-hour high school sports program on Channel 5. Being a coach for 35 years, I appreciate the coverage of our area athletes.
Love it. That's the best part about the show.
Yeah, that's awesome. Yep. Good stuff. Yep. Okay, Berg, we're going to set a quick break. We'll talk more about what's going to be happening down the road here with this Packer team in regards to,
they're pretty deep. It's looking good.
If you got a peak at a certain time, this kind of reminds me a little bit of the year that they went in as, what seed were they, remember? And they beat Chicago and beat Atlanta and kept rolling.
2010, they would have been a six seed.
They were six then, yeah.
And
that was awesome.
But the difference is they've been running the football all season long. That year, they caught lightning in a bottle with James Starks late.
Yes.
Right? And like, here's this rookie seventh-round dude from Buffalo nobody even heard of. And then they ran the rock. Now, Josh Jacobs and these guys, they tee it up and go. Like, they don't care. They tell you, we're going to run it right down the middle of the field, and you're not going to stop us.
Josh Jacobs' stiff arm last night was a thing of beauty. It was unbelievable. Yes, Bert Griffin, bear with us, buddy. We're going to get a quick break back after this.
You're an organ donor, right? Well, here's a tragic fact. Approximately 20 people die each day waiting for precious donated organs. You could make a life-saving decision simply by getting that important dot on your driver's license. That little dot shows those who need to know that you've made a decision to donate organs at a critical time. Go to heroicdeed.com to learn more about the importance of organ donation and how you can make your wishes known. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. HeroicDeed.com.
Take Mino and the Mayor with you anywhere. Download the Civic Media app today from the Apple Store or Google Play Store. And text the studio directly, all from the Civic Media app. Download it today. Now, once again, here's Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. Mino and the Mayor here at 97.9 FM, WGBW 98.3 in Oshkosh at 96.5 FM. In Appleton. So all the way down from Oshkosh up to north of Green Bay right now. And we've got Burke Griffin joining us right now from WFRV Local 5 Sports. Berkey, obviously the Packers seem to be peaking at the right time, but we've covered that organization, that team long enough that once the playoffs start, I mean, it's a whole different world, isn't it?
Well, you never know. You can be one and done. And I mean, we saw a team, like you said, 2010, didn't think a lot about it. Okay. Go on the road, beat, you know, Philadelphia and Michael Vick. And then, I mean, it ended up beating Chicago on the road, had Soldier Field when they had everything to play for. They thought that was going to be their, like, they were the two seed. I think they were 13-3. And just pull the rug right out from under. Like that's the way the NFL goes these days. I mean, you just get hot. If you have a healthy team, and from your quarterback to like your left tackle and two good defensive back, like if you're relatively healthy, you got a chance. That's all that matters.
Yep. That Chicago game, when you were mentioning that, we were at that game, and you're right. I don't think we went in there with high expectations. And of course they're presenting the trophy there, the George Halas trophy. It's right on their field. And I have three daughters and they were in the stands and my wife and I were in a box. That game got a little tense. I went and got them.
Oh yeah.
It was, they really wanted to win that game.
Oh,
like anger if they didn't win.
Yeah.
So I'm like, yeah, you guys, fourth quarter.
You know what I remember about that? I remember what you need to do is your star players have to play like star players in those big games. And Burke, you remember when they played?
Right.
If they had gotten beat by Chicago at home, I think they might not have even made the playoffs, correct?
Right.
It was a night game.
Yeah, well, if you remember, Jay Cutler went out, right?
Well, no, in
he,
that game.
He
but
left
I,
the,
But I'm talking about the game.
You're talking earlier in the year.
But real late in the season, but they needed to beat the Bears. And Charles Woodson, they gave Charles Woodson, it seemed like, the green light. You can rush. Yep. You can blitz Jay Cutler anytime you want. Yeah. And I guarantee you, Jay Cutler, when he took the snap, first thing he would do is, where in the world is Charles Woodson? Right. He was more concerned about Charles Woodson than he was completing his pass. He got in their heads.
Nice.
And you need that sometimes. Yeah. You need those star players to be the stars.
Well, and I think we're seeing a little of that with this group here. I mean, Goody going out and getting Xavier McKinney and Josh Jacobs at the time. Okay, all right. But okay, good job. Nice move. We'll see if they're – now you're like, oof. Now I know exactly why. I mean, they have – not only from a talent standpoint, but from a leadership standpoint. Like, they – those two dudes are legit all-pro kind of players. Like, they Julius Peppers, the Reggie Whites, that kind of status where when whatever they do, everyone takes note and they follow suit, right? Yeah. That's the kind of leaders. Like, we've seen that in that locker room where you kind of like, okay, that guy's – he tries hard, but he's not a real true leader. Those guys, they lead.
So I got a couple things for you before I let you go here. The Bears, and we talk about the Bears all the time, even though they're not that good. But I know, right?
Why?
We always talk about them because our friends are there.
You do. I don't. You're the only person that you got a fascination with the Bears.
I don't have a fascination, but I got a lot of friends who are Bear fans because they. Oh, anyway, are they going to get that guy from Detroit, that offensive coordinator? They need a good coach. I would pay anything to get a good coach if I were the Bears, Bud McKenzie's.
Well, does Ben Johnson really want to do that?
McCaskey's or the McKenzie's?
I mean, McCaskey. Yeah, I said McCaskey's.
Yeah, well,
McKenzie's. Okay, whatever.
There's so much dysfunction there. That, I mean, every coach who's ever gone there has failed. And usually that's a good sign of what's going on in the management side of things.
Right.
like that. It doesn't matter how great you've been with Green Bay or someone else. If you continue to fail in that position year after year after year, decade after decade, literally since like Mike Ditka, I mean, you would think Lovie Smith, they would love to have him back right now at this point. There's a reason. There's a reason for it. And look, I think it's like misery loves company, like for the Packers. Like, Matt LaFleur has never lost against Chicago. Think of that for a moment. He's never lost a game to the Bears.
Yeah.
So, he not only inherited something great, but he's also taken it to another level as well. So,
this Lions team, Berkey, I'm shocked that they're as good as they are, and they've got their foot on the gas, the whole thing, and you're pulling out these bizarre plays, and he's doing whatever. And it seems like Campbell is enjoying this notoriety he's getting about being this real innovative boy. You'll never know what he's going to do. Onside kick with 12 minutes to go, and yada, 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 yada. I would love to see that blow up in their face, to be honest with you, but I'm not sure it's going to.
You know what? I think that balloon will pop at some point.
Okay.
Like, that is, you can only get away with it for so long.
Right.
That's my point. Like, it's cute. It's nice. It's convenient. It gets people talking. I guess the whole faking the fumble, falling to the ground, play action, bomb, it worked. But is that real football?
Right.
Now? Like, that's where the gimmicky part, like, I get it. They're going for it on fourth down. That's not gimmicky. On your line, that you better have confidence in yourself.
Burke, I agree with the too cute, you know? I think, but they, on the other hand, it's been such a long time and a lot of people love the turnaround Detroit's going through right now. So just as a team, it was easy to support them, but I would be okay.
It's pretty hard to like them now. Like, even after that one guy went after LaFleur on the sidelines and just some of their other players, I hate Green Bay or whatever the guy wore the shirt. They're really trying to put it in people's faces now. It's like, really? You guys, you haven't done anything in since 1957 was the last time they won a championship or whatever? Come on. Yeah. You know, act like you've been there before type of thing. Whoop.
Well, thanks for coming, Burke.
Oh, we lost Burke. That happens. All right. Yeah.
I'll try and get him again.
Okay. It's great having Burke on talking about that. But, you know, you're talking about that Bears organization, and again, with the McCaskies, and again, you know, I know George well, the president, and that's a tougher gig than you would think, being I think, just maybe I'm wrong here, but it's like the Packers don't have all the eggs in one basket. And it seems like with the Bears, boy, that owner or Virginia or, you know, the family, they just call every shot. I mean, here you got Gutekist, who's phenomenal. You know, you got Murphy, who's been here a long time now. He's seen the ends. He's gone through all these things. I think the Packer organization has really done a great. Everybody knows their role. Novi oversteps their role. It's, you know what I mean? It's all they've got it right versus these single. It's like Woody Johnson in New York. Yeah. Hey, Burke, have you seen the thing with Woody Johnson? Aaron Rodgers was actually laughing about it. There's a big report that his sons are like in his ear all the time making football decisions. You've been in like McCaskey in Chicago where it's a family thing. But that's one thing about the structure of Green Bay has been so solid for so many years. Wouldn't you say, Burke?
Yeah, and I think it's always started with Mark Murphy at the top, right?
Yes.
I mean, he's been a football guy. Like, his vast background has helped lay the foundation for, I mean, talk about a tough suit to follow. Like, yeah. Good luck for the next guy on that one.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, just that's where I think it begins. And then, you know, you've got the football side of things, and then you got the managing and marketing side of it. It's become this huge entity. It's not like way back when where, all right, one guy wore like six different hats. And,
right.
You know, well, they all have their lane.
Yeah.
Well, you look at the revenue now, that just the non-football part of football is huge. I mean, that whole Titletown district, and it was just there's a lot more to the NFL than football.
Well, yeah. You mean like when there was a gas station and a barbershop?
Yeah.
like that's all that was over there, and then there's like one guy. That's where the whole thing has, you know, I got here in 1995, so we're looking at this is my 30th season covering the team, and just to see what it's turned into is amazing. I mean, it really is. Like, there was a Kmart there where people used to park their trailer overnight. Like, that's what it was.
Right.
And I think, like I said, from Mark Murphy on down, they've had so many people that have had an impact.
And the Bears have that opportunity. I mean, quite honestly, they're building a new stadium next year, and they could, I don't know if they're going to do a title town or whatever they're going to call it. But anyway, maybe I do talk about them. The Bears. What? Okay, I'm not going to talk about him anymore, Burke. I'm done. All right, Johnny, take over.
Who are we talking about?
Yeah. Burke, who's going to win the Super Bowl? I got my money on the Packers. I bought a ticket a long time ago when Love was hurt, so the odds were really great against the Packers winning the NFC Championship. And now that he's healthy and they've got a real chance to do that, do you think that's a good bet?
I wouldn't put it past them.
Okay.
I would say this. I think for the first time in all of our lifetimes, we're going to see a three-time champion. I don't know. How do you beat Kansas City and Andy Reid?
Yeah.
They continue to just survive, and they're doing it in a way where they're not even playing good football right now, and they still win games. It's a sight to see. Like, they're doing it with smoke and mirrors, and if they actually get healthy at the right time, I just don't see anybody beating Kansas City.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing what they've got going there. And Andy Reid, you know, I mean, this conversation has been held literally thousands upon thousands upon thousands of times. What if they had given Andy Reid the job years ago when Favre was still in his prime? What could have happened here?
Yeah.
Right.
Well, I'm glad we did what we did.
Yeah.
I think it was 1999 when the Ray Rhodes era began, and that entire staff kind of like some of them split, some went to Seattle with Holmgren, some other guys went on their own, and you know, the Philadelphia thing never got it done there, but I tell you what, one of the all-time great coaches, I mean, that like in the Belichick, right? We're talking
with Andy, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
When all said and done, he's going to be in that Lombardi-Belichick conversation. Yeah.
No question.
I want to go back to my bet. So you say Kansas City is, and I agree with you on that, but do you think we can get there? Is it a good bet? Are the Packers going to win the NFC Championship?
You know what? Look, they have four losses to teams that were a little bit better. I think a grand total of like 20 points, maybe. Like 34-29, they lost by a field goal. You know, the Lions have been invading their existence as of late. I think they've got, six out of the last eight meetings Detroit has won. They play a little bit more bully ball. So I would say I'm not going to bet yes, but can it be done? Of course.
Right. Yeah.
Of course it can. That's where I kind of stand. Like,
love it.
This team could beat anybody in the NFL, and they can also lose, and they can go one and done. I would not be shocked either way.
Hey, Berkey, last thing. Give us a little report on what you're doing with all your different specials and the stuff you guys got going on over there at Local 5.
Well, every Sunday morning, we do our Green and Gold pregame show. We've got the pregame there from CBS. And then Sunday nights, we got Sports Extra. Tuesday night, we have Locker Room, generally speaking. This has been the holidays. Like last night, we did it on Monday to avoid Christmas Eve. And then High School Sports Extra is a big deal on Saturday night at 10:30.
What is it?
We spotlight those kids, and whether it's football, basketball, it's a unique show, and it gives us a chance to really highlight what these kids in our community are doing.
I think that's outstanding, Berkey.
You're giving the viewers what they want. I mean,
absolutely.
There's a lot of interest in that. So, yeah, thanks for what you're doing for the community. It's great to see you on there, and you're not just – you know, like you said, not just pros. You do everything. So that's awesome.
Well, it's not just me. We've got Kyle Malls on, Lauren Helmbrecht, and Cameron is there. We've got a great, great staff right now that really get out there and get dirty. You know what I mean? They get their hands right in, and they literally – They're going from Fond du Lac all the way up to Marinette and back.
Hey, one last quick thing. Do you think we did the only football show in the entire NFL last night where we talked about Bushwick Bill?
Nah, I guarantee you.
Thank you, Berkey.
No question about that.
Take care, my friend. Guys. Thank you for joining us. Really appreciate it.
All right, guys. Take care.
Merry Christmas.
You too. Berk Griffin, Local 5 Sports. All right, we got to set our break. A very special guest coming in, right?
I don't know.
She's not going to be too shy, is she?
She's here. I don't think she's going to come on.
She's got to come in.
She's got to come in. Jim's daughter is here.
She says no.
She's coming in.
She says no.
Don't you rule the roast in there?
Hey, those days are over.
Let me tell you something. If you don't come on, he's going to buy you a scale for Christmas. Back after this.
No more days to count, but the even longer wait begins. The suspense of having to wait from bedtime till morning. Yes, kids all over the world say their prayers and go to sleep, knowing that when they wake up, the little fat man with the long white beard will have stopped by their houses and left the answer to a wish from the most wonderful magical sack.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
There ever was.
Up on the housetop, reindeer paws. Out jumps good old Santa Claus. Down through the chimney with lots of toys.
Hey, welcome back. Mine on the mayor as the mayor steps out. But introduce yourself, young lady.
My name's Greta.
Do I have to call you doctor?
No, you can call me Greta.
Okay, can I call you Dr. Greta?
Sure.
All right, thank you very much. Welcome back home.
Thank you. Yeah, it's good. It's good. We got in late Saturday. It's a quick trip. We go back tomorrow, but it's nice to be home for a little bit. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Introduce this guy next to me.
This is my husband.
Hi.
Nico.
How did you find somebody from Colombia?
Well, we've been together 12 years.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah, but we met freshman year of college.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Well,
where'd you go to school?
Lawrence. So.
Oh, no kidding.
Corner. Yeah.
How did you find Lawrence from Colombia?
It's a long story. Lawrence has these international recruiters that travel around the world going to different high schools, and one of them just happened to come to mind.
Lawrence? I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Wow. That's big time.
Yeah. I just had a really strong, relationship with the recruiter, and she said, you know, you want to come to the U.S.? I was like, yeah.
Wow. Yeah,
I didn't know much about Wisconsin. I was picturing more California.
No.
Yeah. It was great decision either way.
Well, my son at St. Norbert had a really great friend from Morocco.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah.
A little bit different change of scenery for her.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, we had a pretty large international population at Lawrence, I think. It's a small school. There's only 1,200 students.
Right.
So, what is that, 400 in each grade or whatever? But they show the flags of, all the countries at, the opening day. There's always, so many countries represented. I think there were two Colombians, the Andres.
Yeah, but I think, in our class, there was, one person from you know, one person from France, one person from Brazil, one person from Ecuador, one person. It was like there was like one of each of us.
And we had a exchange student when I was in high school, my class from Colombia.
Oh, cool.
And he wanted to, we didn't have any soccer up there. I mean, we only have like 3 months without snow up in the UP. Okay. So he would actually play soccer with a basketball in the gym.
Oh my gosh.
And he would kick that thing so bleeping hard that I tried to get him into football. I wanted to try to get him as a kicker into football. And he wasn't a big guy, you know, normal size, but it just exploded. And this was a basketball.
Oh yeah.
To the point where they're like, hey, we don't want you kicking that ball around. No. He said that sport is so big, it's mind-boggling in Colombia, right?
Oh yeah. Yeah, there's no other sports. Actually, the reason why that recruiter was down there was he was recruiting. So a lot of recruiters for sports would go down there. So they would go down for soccer recruitment.
Okay.
Because people down there, just like the average player is like the star in a lot of these U.S. schools.
When you bring them up here.
Yeah. So she just followed some of the sports recruiters because it's like, oh, you know, this high school, you know, it's safe to come here. You know, she kind of just, there's Americans around here. So that's how she ended up there.
It was
like we had a lot of soccer people coming to Texas, Florida.
No kidding.
Yeah, Iowa.
I mean, so. I'd never seen anything like that up close and personal, how hard a person can kick a soccer ball. It was mind-boggling. Yeah.
You know, it's a different, you know, soccer really, as soon as you're south of the border, basically, it's just, it takes over. It's just like the only sport that matters.
Wow. So, Doctor, tell me a little bit about how you go from growing up in Green Bay and Gordon to the academy here and the whole thing, and you're a doctor in the middle of New York City.
And being the daughter of Jim Schmidt.
Right,
I mean, that's
exactly.
really what I want to know. Right, I want to know what that's like.
That part, too. Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. How did I get there? I don't know. I think I knew I wanted to do medicine because I wasn't going to make it on Broadway. So now I just...
How do you know that?
Well, I'm like a character role. So I'm like, you know, I can only play certain roles. I'm like a little bit shorter. Like I'm not a soprano. So like I'm a very, like every role I've ever done.
Yeah, you're
like
niche.
Character. Yeah. So like, I don't know. I thought about it and I did like a bunch of camps growing up doing theater, but I knew if I worked hard enough, I could go to medicine. You know, it's like if you work super hard and you just put your, like you can become a doctor if you just like,
what would be your dream? Like if you could do any role, what would be your dream role on Broadway?
Peter Pan.
Nice.
Really?
Kathy Rigby, Peter Pan. She was like,
the old Olympic star.
Yeah. But she's, you know, like it's a very character role. You kind of gymnast, you know, like short, spicy, like character role.
Your dad played that, right?
And he's short and spicy.
I was just going to say, that's what I think of Jim Schmidt. Short, spicy.
Spicy.
Yep.
Especially the spicy part.
No, I think your role was Music Man, right? Who did you? Yeah, he was in the Music Man. But no, I mean, I think, we growing up here, I think I was more into theater here, but then in college, like I got more into medicine and then, I mean, Nico and I, we love living in New York. I think, you know, his role, he's in tech. So he needs, like, I can do medicine anywhere. And we kind of, when I was applying to where I wanted to go to residency, we kind of applied just in places that would kind of fit his field a little bit more. He's like in the startup tech world. So he has a good community in New York. And I don't know. I mean, I don't know what the future holds. It's like, we're loving it now, but I'm not sure if it's forever. We'll see.
That's a great experience. Like I said, my daughter doesn't live too far from me.
Exactly. No, she lives, you know, just pretty close. And I mean, everything's so well connected in New York too. So
I'm a little bit mad at her right now.
Are you? Why?
She sent me a picture last week from the brunch she was at with her new clients.
Okay.
That she's marketing for the Heisman Association. So she's there with all the Heisman Trophy winners at the brunch.
Okay. She didn't invite you?
She did not invite me. Okay. She did not invite me. Well, and I was going through the picture. Oh my God, that's Doug Flutie. That's Earl Campbell. That's so-and-so. That's so-and-so.
Wow. What does she do?
What's branding?
Okay, she does branding.
Yes.
For
a big company in New York, but one of her new clients is the Heisman Association.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Awesome. Yeah, no, there's some... I'm sure that was an expensive brunch.
I would be the greatest person in the world being a marketing guy for the Heisman Association.
Yeah.
I would tell them all kinds of stories about my days. Well,
after radio.
Everything. Yeah. Think about it. All right, Todd.
Back it up.
Hey, wonderful seeing you. Yeah, Merry Christmas to you.
Thank you.
Nico, wonderful meeting you. Merry Christmas to you, buddy.
Same to you.
Hey, everybody, have a great, phenomenal Christmas Eve tonight. We won't be here tomorrow, but I hope everybody has just a phenomenal time. Thanks for all your support. See ya.
Give me a diamond ring.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.